Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. This episode is going to be about the Paris Climate Accord. Why did Trump leave? Why did Biden get back in? Those are some of the questions we will be covering today, as well as the basic, what is the Paris Climate Accord? So, let's get started. The Paris Climate Accord is an agreement that countries can sign. The countries then have to set their own goals on what they want to do to bring global warming down. So, it's not a legal binding document though, which is one of the reasons that many people haven't signed it, is because it's not legal. It's not illegal, but it's not legal. Right now, at this point in time, there's like 180-something countries that have signed it around. But also note that right now, this hurts the U.S. economy, because if you think about it, us trying to bring down global warming is us trying to use less fossil fuels, which also means that people are going to lose their jobs because people work at oil rigs and factories that use fossil fuels, or they sell gas or cars that use fossil fuels. So this is going to hurt the economy and some jobs just a tiny bit. So, yeah. But now you guys might be wondering, why did Trump leave this accord? Everyone was so crazed by it, like everyone was wondering, why? How'd this happen? Who is this guy? He's insane. Well, Trump left this accord because it brings down job rates in the U.S. economy, like I just explained. But the funny thing is, he left it, but many, many countries continue to try to bring down global warming, so it actually went down like 0.5% over the time he was in term. So you may be like, oh, thank you, Trump, for bringing our global warming down. But it wasn't him, it was just the companies being like, oh, no fair, he brought this, we're not part of this this little group anymore, that's so rude. So they just worked as hard as they could to try to bring global warming down, like Amazon and some other types of things worked really hard. But then we see Biden's response. So he got back into the climate agreement, right? Good job, yeah, I would have done that. But then he started shutting down all the fossil fuels, all the oil rigs, like we know about that, that's new news. There's fossil fuels are shut down, tons of other stuff. And it will leave, it hurt the economy more, and the job rates more, than Trump leaving the climate agreement. So now, I think if I was president, I would have stayed in the climate agreement, worked really hard to find better ways for people to get jobs. They maybe make like another government agency that anyone can join, sort of thing, that'll pay you a tiny bit of money. Or, I mean, these relief bills are getting really annoying. They're sending kids and stuff into debt when they become adults and stuff. So I think that I would go back into the climate agreement, and then I would, to make sure that everything was good, I would slowly shut down oil rigs, but enough so that everyone had enough time to find jobs, and I would help them all get jobs and stuff like that. Now, Biden is going full power right now on this climate and global warming change. He is trying so hard to turn the environment good by 2050 or whatever. He's working so hard to try to make this environment perfect, but it's hurting the U.S. economy a lot because people are losing jobs and losing factories and so many other things that use fossil fuels, because fossil fuels are our main source of electricity right now. So, now that is the Paris Climate Agreement in a nutshell, as long as my personal views on it. But thank you, and remember, any 5-star reviews will be shouted out in the next episode. And also, the best thing you can do is listen to it and then share it with some friends. Thank you, and bye.